Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were sad of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie. It was just like a song when we were young.
Bang, 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 little boy. Gibbsy.
Thank you.
Gibbsy Dan.
Buggy, I want to sign quick.
Listen, boy. I know. Go on. I know. Go ahead.
Bears funny size of Barbados, right?
I know. Say, I just know it. Go ahead.
And the amount of people that could sing in Barbados, I gotta believe that per capita. Anyway, compared to most countries in the world, we got some of the most talented people though.
For real.
Based on the numbers compared to the population size.
What,
real thing.
What we could call a talent density population indicator. Because when you think about it, Rochdale in England is home to Lisa Stansfield. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't any other singers besides Lisa Stansfield in Rochdale, but I am sure that if we compared Rochdale to Barbados, we would have significantly more people of a certain potential international standard based upon what we hear. I mean, it would have to be phenomenal to eclipse us. And I say that because you're looking at populations that are similar. Even if they're in a country which, in inverted commas, is more developed. But technology has become a great leveler for our artists to get their work together and to get it out there. And the Teen Talent competition this year is going to be fantastic. What must be noted, and I was speaking to Richard about this last night because we were in the same place, and he still dances. He still dances very well, by the way. And we compared Teen Talent 93 when Rupert won with 5,000 people at the gymnasium.
Yeah.
With the fact that he has another high caliber final lineup this time, but he's restricted to less than 300 people because of COVID. It's the same contest with the same potentially brilliant competitors, but they don't have the blessing or the privilege of performing before potentially 5,000 people at the gymnasium. But they may be heard by more once this work is captured and shared on social media, then people would have been able to access it in 1993. Because there's no YouTube then. There was toothpaste tube, but that only concerned five people in the household. You know, we had no internet. That was before Alta Vista. And if you're old enough to know Alta Vista, you know that was the big thing back then. But I mean, you used to download a picture overnight. Even if I say dial up right now, Gibbsy,
the youngsters
are gonna be like dial up. If you say shuffle to a 10-year-old, they look at the iPod shuffle and say, can it call anybody? Can it play videos? What's the point of this? This was cool. You all used to brag about who had the coolest one of these. So I'm just making the point that there are some drawbacks, but there are also some benefits. But the key thing is the talent is great. And to Richard's credit, he was able to put together a competitive preliminary in a shortened time frame with the workshops, in a shortened time frame, then an excellent semi-final and now a brilliant final. So kudos to Richard. And we're looking forward to great things tomorrow. I think it's a very open final. There are some persons who've been in the competition before and placed as high as second. Deanna and, of course, Tavon. There are other persons who have been in the competition before and have done well. And then there'll be persons who may not be fancy.
Another young man who's
They may not be fancy, but on the night, they can come through. Because when Rupert won, Rupert wasn't fancied as a favourite. The favourites going into that final were Tony Norvell and Kareem Clark, and by some distance, too.
Yeah.
There was just a little switcheroo on a song, a little groove change in one of the songs, some antics that were determined beforehand, and counting on some of the others to maybe lose their composure on the night of the final, and that's exactly what happened. You got to plan it, you know. You have to plan it. So I'm sure everybody's made their preparation.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. That's a great point, Ron, because I was attending the semifinals, Gibbsy, and that had a good couple of children, like Carissa Chase, sound real good, singing Stealing Love, and Get Here If You Can, sound real good, and Tariq sounding phenomenal. Then there's Tavon and Deanna, that's four already. Then there's a girl, then there's another girl, another slim girl with a very big voice.
So Kenya?
She sang first.
You mentioned Kenya, right?
Kenya is one, Kenya. Kenya is one. I forgot about Kenya. Kenya sang really good too. And Tavon is a girl. I think she sang early. She sang really well, man. A slim girl. Yes, Ronisha. Ronisha knows another one with a very powerful voice, but she sang real, real good.
And Sluggy, let me make this point.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
When is the last time you heard any noise about the judging at Teen Talent? I mean, you hardly ever hear noise about judging in Teen Talent anywhere.
So
I'm saying kudos to Sheldon and the team and everybody that he's worked with. Because one of the key things in a competition, like unlike other competitions, and we'll leave that there, is the sense of, and I'll choose the word very carefully, a sense of acceptance. And an expectation that the consistency of the results over the years is likable, lovable, and appreciated. And it's very rare for that to happen for a long time in a competition. So kudos to Richard for that and the judging team.
Oh, yeah. And I think it goes to kudos to Sheldon, because I had the privilege of being a judge at Teen Talent. And this year, too, for the semifinals, I had the privilege of being a judge. And the system that Sheldon used is because of the transparency and because of the categories. And then Sheldon's only bringing people within the specific experience and qualifications to do it. So when you see the judging panel, everybody in the judging panel have to have a vast knowledge of music, one, and voice, two, and stage. So he's actually got all of them. So last year, like you saw Ian Webster is the person who don't need no introduction. But Ian is also a qualified musician as well.
Very much so.
Being the king, he's also a qualified musician. So the people that Sheldon used, so I respect you for that, Ronnie. Kudos to Sheldon, who's one of the best singers. And I just tell him all the time, it's just that he's still young, 40 little. It's because he's young, but Sheldon have been, like, I'm being serious, although Sheldon's only 40 little bit, Sheldon have been great for about near 30 years in Barbados. I know Sheldon singing when he was 7 years old. And singing like, wow, I mean, from 7 years old, he's far older than 37 now. So a salute to Sheldon Hall for giving back to the youth. And Deanna, you sound really, really good. Thank you. Yes, you're welcome. I wish you all the best. But despite what happened, you have a very bright future. But I'm sure tomorrow you'll do great. And I hope if a talent like this that you don't ever stop from singing. And I hope from here is more music, and then it's your own music and bringing up projects. I hope that this is not the end of you.
It isn't.
Great, good. And Sunday for sure, we coming out. Barbara's coming out. We coming out to hear you on Sunday. So what number you pull?
Number six.
Well, we gotta come early then. Number six, ladies. Yeah. Deanna Price, Teen Talent Finals this Sunday at the Lawyer Church Center for Sunday. I think it's starting at 7 o'clock.
Yes, 7 o'clock. Deanna, a question for you. In other competitions, if you're a finalist and you've made the draw, you recognize that you're performing after somebody and you're performing before somebody. Who's performing before you?
I'm not sure.
And who's the contestant coming after you?
I'm not sure.
You're just so focused on you. Okay. That's interesting because normally
with a big horse, running with a top dog.
Normally you anticipate who's coming before and who's coming after, and then you assess what type of impact they will have. And that may even determine which song you choose to sing if you're singing twice. You're still singing twice, right?
Yeah.
Good. That's so.
Which song you singing first?
When We Were Young.
And your last song is?
Oceans.
Oceans is the killer, though.
You mean by Hillsong?
It was
all by but you mean yeah. Oceans? Wow. Okay. I thought if your first song was when we were. I thought if your first song was when we were young, your second song would be Now That We Are Old. But you got a few years before you sing that song.
This girl sing Oceans and make me cry, bro.
Well, wow. she's ministering then, because that's a
powerful song. Ocean, bro, this girl sing Oceans and made me cry, bro.
Yeah, it's not an easy song to sing. So if she delivers it, that will impress the judges for sure. Very good song. Yeah. And what about Tavon? Tavon, what are you singing?
Come out tomorrow. Tavon do all this and forever. Shh. I had the place super quiet. Like, Tavon, what number are you singing at?
Tavon, like, he's trembling because the mic's not on. Tavon, he heard Deanna just now. He was trembling.
Tavon, what number are you singing at?
Last.
You singing last?
Yes,
he is. All right.
Deanna, you hear that?
Yeah.
So you know who we gonna sing?
He got laughing. Tree Rose. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tavon, what's your first song tomorrow? As the mic is still off.
Tavon, you got a card mic. Tavon, what's your first song tomorrow?
Always on Forever.
And what's your second? And what's your second song?
Pardon?
Your second song.
Feeling good.
So when you
Dana, some more.
Feeling good.
Michael.
By who? Nina Simone.
By Michael.
Oh. Okay. Well, for sure, one of the interesting things is who's talking about who at intermission at the end of a first half in the competition, and from the sound of it, you'll be making a big impression as the last impression in the first half. And people knowing that you're coming last is going to be a sense of anticipation, especially when there are performances before you that are just blowing up the spot. And you will have to keep your focus for your cue and your entry, your introduction. Otherwise, if you start taking into consideration the reaction other people get, then you won't be giving yourself 100%. And at the finals, everybody's supposed to hit down hard. And you just make sure that you hit hard too, you know. Who's singing before you? You know that?
Yeah.
Tavon?
Everybody.
Yeah, but immediately before you.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's singing?
Well, you know.
You're not sure, boy. I guess Gibbsy, that is the attitude of youth. You get to the finals. I ain't studying who's singing before me. I ain't studying. I don't know who's singing after me.
But that way it comes to that kind of thing.
But they will have to worry about me because I know I'm going to be there. I don't, so let them worry about me. And if they know about me coming before them, they're going to find out when I get there. So he has intermission coming after him.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was great, great voices. Dana, that song Oceans, Dana. That song Oceans, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great choice. You got two beautiful songs.
I just want to make the point, Sluggy, that, and looking at what Imagine had in his song, Imagine mentioned God in his song, see? And and Deanna, she has a song which is by one of the most popular contemporary Christian groups in the world. So it's good to see that young people are not afraid to sing a song of faith or make a statement of faith, even if it's a personal statement in a non-gospel song. Because I was making this point yesterday, it's amazing how people love Kanye West until he did a gospel album. But what they did not appreciate is that Kanye West did not limit his talent or production standards because he was doing a gospel album. He used the best that he had and rapped and sang and recorded the best way and mixed the best way, to the point that he was the only artist in the history of music to top with one album, Hot 100, right? R&B, rap, gospel and contemporary Christian. There's not a single album that has topped those five categories at the same time. But the media ignored him. Why did they ignore him? Because he did a gospel album. And the people that loved him before, they lampooned him. So I want to say to you as artists, who choose to make that conscious inclusion and declaration, or select something that goes down that line, even if that point in your life you're not there in that stream, I salute you and I applaud you. And I believe, as I listen to a lot of the music that's happening in Barbados today, you got Trinidad, you got Barbados, you got the hard stuff from Jamaica. There's always room for messages which are far more inspirational on those beats. Those messages of inspiration should not be relegated to one drop reggae, okay? So when fellas are talking about the AR and, you know, the laser beam and X, Y, and Z, and I'll step in your yard and I'll do this and I'll do that, there's room for something else on them same beats. And usually over time, those songs are the ones that stand out. So well done to both of you.
Thank you. Truth. No, Gibbs, you done?
Yes, sir.
No. I bring you on. Of course, you know. You and I coming back. When it's just you and I. Of course, you know that. So, of course, you know the part one. Yeah. So, just make sure you got Saturday at 6 o'clock free. Of course, you know we have a lot to talk about.
Sluggy.
Yeah.
Yes, my brother. I want to know what happened to Azman.
Listen, we have a lot to talk about, but we have a lot. We got to take a deep dive. Gibbs, you know, came on today to premiere his song, and I'm pleased that he got to hear the young talent. He's someone that always supports me and supports Lil Randy, and I do, and I respect him as a brother for always supporting everything I do, my man, and I really appreciate it. And I'm glad you take the time out and hear these youngsters today to give me your approval. But Gibbs, you know, I'll be back next Saturday at 6. And we got to take a deep dive in what happened to Azman and how Gibbs Zidane feeling to be, for almost a decade, be one of the few pushing Bajan music. And then a decade later, everybody pushing Bajan music and it big. When them done, the one Bajan group that had in Barbados done, when everybody Bajan music get the biggest, that have to be something that will keep up somebody at night, Ronnie. And they know them can't front on me. After being the only group for more than 5 years singing Bajan Fling, the only group a Barbados singing Bajan Fling.
Fling.
No coming in 2020. Yeah.
I remember that. Fling, man.
No coming in 2020 where you can hear everybody doing. You could check all the Chief Bang songs. You could check a lot of Brutal songs. You could check a lot of the work CJ doing. You could, it's got so much of the menu using that since the SKS do that style a lot. SKS singing that style a lot, which is Bashir Soccer King. And as soon as you're all done with it, it's extremely big. It's so much big so that that Crop Over last year was good and big. No song from Crop Over got a million views. And more than one song now with this style have a million views right now on YouTube. Sluggy. You could check Slate status and like. So the music big. I want to know Ronnie from Ben, but next week. I want to know from Gibbsy how he feel as soon as he done this movement that costs so big. I don't want your answer, no. We got to take a deep dive. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I had a chance to hear some young talent last week, and there's a young, you guys most probably know him, but it's the first time I saw this guy live, a fella called Okra. You ever heard of a fella called Okra?
Bad. He sing with Brutal a lot. Wow. He got a song in Lake Town Power that's a big hit on the street.
But I'll tell you
that's
what,
a big hit on the street. He's very, very good.
He was lighting up the mic at the Bayside Bar. It would have been Wednesday. They have, the same night you have a talent night as well, they had an open mic. And he was, boy, let me tell you, and I had to tell him, I said, yo, you get the right songs that can get you to a general audience. Don't sacrifice how you feel about life and the things that you see in your community, because that's what you are as an artist, right?
True.
And whether people like it or not,
correct,
you know, it ain't going to play on VOB. That's cool. It may not even play on Hot, that particular song that might connect with the people that understand what you are saying. And the artist should never be afraid to write what they feel led to write, because that's what art is. But then,
I love that.
But then you might want to take the approach musically, not in other choices, of Vybz Kartel. Vybz Kartel recognized that if he had one, two or three songs that were playing of the many songs that he recorded, he had many, that was a lot for him on commercial radio. But he had to recognize at some point, well, everybody is backing me. Well, when I say everybody, thousands are backing me. They love my work. But from a commercial perspective, I'm not making any money. When other artists that have less impact than I do are as my dad used to say, coining indie lolly.
Making money is
coining true. Indie lolly, right?
Yeah.
And it got to the point where he would have two versions of the same song. With two, and I'm talking about blips and edits. I'm talking about two titles. One song is called Virginity. The next song is called Versatility. But then they do not compromise his talent, because he's taking the same talent, ability, and gift to create something that is a clean and radio ready version. And when I say radio ready, I mean the platforms that radio services reach now as well. So you have to think about that. And I think this youngster here, boy, he's. And we know how Brutal came from start. Brutal's first song on radio was a song called Right Now Upon My Corner. And I remember he submitted the CD to me. I said, listen, I said, there's some words here that are not going to work, right? So in the radio version, he's hustling CDs. In the original version, he was hustling something else. I said, no, that can't work. And he sent back a CD re-recording about four times. Yeah, we're talking in the era of CDs, so that dates us right now, right? And you know, in them times, to keep buying a fresh CD to burn as an artist now coming out, that's going to hurt you, because they weren't as cheap as they are now. And it got to the point, I said, listen, this is it. This is your version right here. This is it for radio. And that's the first time he ever got on radio. He may have been on the street for a while. And then you've got these YouTube wars that happen lyrically, etc. But you should have something which is going to be able to be picked up and played without program managers, without station managers, without boards of media entities asking the question, what is going on here? But I will tell you that we are on a very fine line right now with what is happening as far as the dancehall is concerned, right? And people have to decide what they want to do. It's unreasonable to expect a hardcore song to make it on commercial radio. And it's not necessary, given the platforms that you have, but you can't have both. You can't have the hardcore song with everything in it playing and then complain that you're not getting commercial radio rotation. You got a right to suit. You have the right to suit. Although in the States, the music that makes the charts is often violent in spite of being edited, because Rockstar is not a clean song. It's not a clean song, but commercially those songs get their chart rankings because streams have now been included, social media platforms have been included, and the radio stations that report to Billboard have changed. 30 years ago it was predominantly white rock radio stations or pop stations. You would hardly see a rapper inside the top 10. Now you will hardly see a rock singer in the top 10. You might see one artist in the top 10 three or four times. That happens a lot. Happens with Lil Wayne, it happens with Drake. And the same fella, the baby, he's collabing on about three or four songs at the same time. And this generation, they ain't interested in what happened before. Their time is now. And we as the older generation have to acknowledge that, but at the same time, share some knowledge that says you could do more, you could do better. And you might get cussed for saying so, but you have to say it. Especially if you're in an entity that can assist you in being heard, right? Because when Rick first came out, he wasn't the commercial sensation that he is now, where corporate people wanted to work with him. He was raw, he was on the street, he was talented. He's never changed his style, and I mean that in a good way. He's never changed his attitude and his origin. He's never pushed that aside and tried to become somebody else. But he went through a lot at first. And we're talking 30 years of hit making now. And that didn't happen because it was easy for him. But he also listened to people. People like Shane Badu when he was doing his dancehall and he was doing his Bajan dub. And then, of course, Peter Coppin and him, they created things like We Surviving and Hard Wine, etc. But the Peter Coppin and the Lil Rick of today are significantly better as artists and as producers than they were when they first came out. But they connected with the people because they had something novel and they had something different. So don't try to be anybody else. Be yourself. And here endeth today's...
Correct.
Preaching.
Appreciate it, right?
No, appreciate it. No, I glad you get what could you forward and big up Walker, Walker Mom, the lady named Joyanne that's got a food business. So big up Joyanne and her lovely food day in Green Hill. Okay. Salute to them. Salute to Walker Man and Brutal and all the guys. But Gibbsy Dan, you know, give me just you and I and Ronnie, you know, one-on-one. And, you know, we got a lot of things to talk about. We got a lot of topics to dive in and take in. I'm just glad that the people get to hear your voice today. The people get to hear, well, Noah gives it down his back out and on the prowl. The people got to hear Van Dyes too. The messages are coming in. So the people loving the song. Oh, I salute to Dave Brown. Dave Brown, log on. Dave Brown say he loves the song, Gibbsy. Dave Brown here messaging me say, my Gibbsy Dan song, real hard. I love that song. So salute.
Yeah, large to, off,
yeah.
Yeah.
So salute to Dave Brown. And Dave Brown show is on the 18th, you know, in Jamestown. The 18th. We're going to check out Dave Brown. John Phillips as well. Salute John Phillips. John Phillips messaging as well. Gives in and says she loved the song. Storytelling at his best. So salute John Phillips again. Gives you that song a lot of forward. And the people here loving your all song on me. Kayan and Imagine.
Is there a video?
Salute to you all. Is there a video coming? Kayan, Imagine? Ronnie answered, there's a video coming.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Oh, sweet. And people loving the song. People loving it. So that's keep up the great work, young man. And they glad Gibbsy Dan giving the, I want about Gibbsy. Turn off the radio, whoever that is. Want about Gibbsy. He can give the truth. And in the beginning, constructing and take the truth. And Gibbsy Dan giving it the thumbs up. It sound good. So Gibbsy Dan, glad that you give the youngsters some love and some forward, you know.
We I know love how much younger artists, man. I love it.
Yeah, we know how Gibbs, we know how much that do for younger artists. So Kayan, Imagine, keep up the great work, man. Keep up the great work. And I'm sure this ain't gonna be last we hear from you all. They're all here from A. Because
nah, for sure not.
Yeah, we can make sure you keep the link. I know it's push young, so when they can see everything they're doing, just follow Bim Got Talent. Salute to Tavon and Dana, both came second already and going this Sunday to win this crown to Awesome Voices on Sunday at the Lloyd Erskine Stanley First Center at 7 o'clock. And it is $50 by ticket, $55 at the door. I want you all to go and support these children. They are sounding awesome. Salute to Gibbsy Dan for coming with me and dropping this song and sharing some downstairs. Gibbsy Dan will be back at 6 o'clock again, and we can take a deep dive into Asman and everything else and into the music. So Gibbsy Dan, I appreciate you for coming on today, my brother. And of course, the boss himself, holding down at the control tower. Thanks for Nobby Clark for making sure we're all connected and good. And thanks for Ronnie for playing the youngsters' music as well. 92.9, the nation's number one station. This is the number one man on radio. And I'm saying so, your boy Sluggy Dan. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. for Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme. I'm out!
And as we say in the business, the year was 2012.
Here she got it. Your mother ain't tell you so.
Pop, mind when I saw. So a business, even if never when I blind, when I witness. I'm on a my,
mind your business.